Kobe's Deadless Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 727-462-0400.
Hi, I'm Kobe with Kobe's Deadless Termite and Pest Control. Today I'm going to talk to you about what chemical should you use if you're treating a home for termites. Now, this is a pretty broad brush here. We're in the Tampa, St. Pete, and Clearwater area. But this will go for just about any place in the country, unless you have some restrictions. I know there's a few places that will not allow certain chemicals in the state. But for years, when I first got in business, we're using Chlordane long time ago. We used that for 1 year, and everybody talked about how great the product worked for, and it did seem to do a good job for us. And then we were switched to when that was banned. We went to Duraspan TC. That was probably the worst product we've ever used. We had probably 40% to 50% failures on those treatments. But what it did for me is I was able to learn how to go back and pinpoint and solve problems over and over and over again. So that was kind of a good thing for me to be come up in that time period. But after that, we had these transfer products. And one was imidacloprid and one was fipronil. The original names on both of those products was Premis. It was a Bayer product, like Bayer aspirin. And Termidor. And both of those products are still around today. The reason you wanted to use those is because once you put them around a home and the termite came in touch with it, whether they touched it or whether they ate it, they now transferred it through the colony, kind of like getting a cold. And it would go just run rampant through the entire colony. And within 90 days, you were looking at, you didn't have a termite problem anymore. And so that's where we went to. And I still recommend those two products. If you look at how they did their testing for those two products and all other termiticides, actually, all other subterranean termiticides or chemicals that are used for the ground termites, what they did was they basically put a couple pieces of wood in the forest, treat it around the hillside, and see how long it lasted. And they literally, on both of those products, they had almost 95% effective and one was 97% effective over 15 years, where they stopped the process. So those are just fantastic products, and most people are probably using those products now. Now, when you come to Premis or imidacloprid, there's a concern about hive collapse for bees and whatnot. And if you're spraying it on surface area and bees get into it, it very well transferred through that colony and do harm to that. But if you're putting it in the ground, it's going to be awful hard for anything to gain access to it that would hurt anything. If you're familiar with Termidor, it's the only Class C carcinogen that we have that we use as a termite, which means there's a possibility in animals that you could go ahead and do that. And all that was there was one particular time where one of the rats they fed something to got cancer, and they never reproduced that. So those products, although they have a couple little things going on with them, those are what I would recommend for subterranean termite treatments. Now, in our case, we use both of those products, and in addition, we do a monitoring thing around the outside. Now, that to me is ideal because that way you're checking on the structure every 3 or 4 months, whatever. People do it differently. And once they do that, once they've done that, they can see whether there's anything active. And if there's anything active for us, then we put a termite bait in there. So we have two insecticides and a bait, which is another termiticide, that will go ahead and knock those out. That would be my preference for a subterranean termites. I think that you would do very well by doing those three things, two liquid barriers, as well as monitoring, and you should be good to go. So that's what would be my recommendation for subterranean termites. My next video, I will talk about jackwood termites and what you should do for those situations. I'm Kobe, Kobe Stentless Termite and Pest Control, and you have a great day. Oh, always remember, as long as God keeps making them, we'll keep killing them.
Google Kobe's Stentless Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 727-462-0400.
Hi, I'm Kobe with Kobe's Stentless Termite and Pest Control. And if you're like most people, your home is your most valuable possession, and you want to protect it from termites, roaches, ants, rats, mice, and any other unwanted pests that can cause serious damage and disease to you, your family, and your pets. At Kobe's, we understand that. We're a full-service pest control company, helping folks just like you live pest-free lives. So call Kobe's today, 727-462-0400. For a free consultation and inspection. And visit our website, kobespestcontrol.com. And always remember, as long as God keeps making them, we'll keep killing them. Thanks, and you have a great day.
Google Kobe's Stentless Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 727-462-0400.